Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord this morning. Let's just give him the glory and the honor and the praise that he is so worthy of today. What a wonderful day that the Lord has created, this holy Sabbath day of the Lord. This day was created after everything else was done. The only day that was named of the Lord. The Sabbath day was the only day named. All the other days were numbered. That's just to show that we are to number our days, because we all have numbers to our days. We all are only here in the flesh body for a specific period of time, for a short period of time. And when that time is over, when that time is up, then the scripture tells us the body goes back to the dust from whence it came. The spirit goes back to God who gave it, and the soul sleeps. Yes, the soul sleeps, and your loved ones are not looking down from heaven watching you, and they're not sending messages to you. Your soul is sleeping until that trumpet sound, according to the word of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And I know that I look forward to that day, to that wonderful day, to hear that trumpet sound and to go home to meet my Savior. I can't wait. I am so tired of this life. I am so tired of this journey And today I just want to speak a little bit on Revelation. I'm actually starting back to just give all these messages and all these revelations and visions and word that the Lord has given me over the years. And I know I have, you know, spoken these things before, but, you know, just to recap again and just to refresh the mind of the saints that we are only here for a short period of time. And we came here in the flesh, and I just want to just talk to you today about an important revelation about who we are that the Lord has revealed to me. I remember just praying for a very long time to the Lord and seeking His face and asking Him who I am and where did I come from and why am I here and why am I being separated from Him and there must be something that I have done, why I was separated from Him. And I remember after praying, you know, and seeking the face of my Father and just asking Him continually, one day as I was just taking a shower, I was there and just talking to the Lord in the shower and just saying, Father, I miss You. I miss, you know, this friend that I have that I fellowship with at work, and she had left and went back to her home state, and there was nobody to fellowship with, and I just was so missing her, and I was saying, Father, I miss her so much, and there's nobody to fellowship with, and I was telling Him how I'm so tired, and I can't wait to come home, and then all of a sudden, the Lord just put in my spirit, He just revealed to me who I was, and I just fell on my knees in the tub, and just started just prophesying, you know, and the word of the Lord came to me, and it's just saying that before I place you in your mother's womb, I knew you and you knew me. You stood before me. I'm just going to read it from here. So before you placed me in my mother's womb, I knew you and you know me. I stood before you as you told me all the mysteries of the universe. You ministered to me while I praised your holy name. You told me all things, and these are the things that the Lord was revealing to me, to my heart. He was bringing back to my remembrance, and you know the scripture is true because the Bible tells us, Yeshua said that you know, when we trust in Him and when we give Him our all and when we obey Him and keep His commandments, He said the Holy Spirit will come and teach us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance. So this is what was happening to me. And these things were being brought back to my remembrance that I stood before the Lord before He placed me in my mother's womb. And He ministered to me while I praised His holy name, and He showed me all the mysteries of the universe. And the Lord said to me that, He said, I am going to send you on a journey. He said, I am going to send you on a journey in the flesh. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. These are the words that the Lord placed in my heart, that He reminded me of who I am, that He was going to send me on a journey. This is when I was with the Lord in heaven, and this is before I was a human being in the flesh. This is while I was a spirit being. And folks, I didn't just stay there. I just wanted to know why. Why did you send me here? Why did you send me here, Father? Why did you send me in the flesh? Why did you place me here? And that was something that was on my mind. I just wanted to know why the Lord placed me here in the flesh and why He sent me on this journey. And I sought the Lord after he showed me that, you know, before he placed me in my mother's womb, I knew him and he knew me and he sent me here on this journey. And I wanted to know why. I wanted to, I said, Father, why did you send me here? What have I done? Why did you separate me from you? And this is when the Lord showed me and opened up further my understanding that when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion in heaven. And because of the confusion, many of us doubted him. Many of us doubted who God was and who God is. And because of the confusion, when the war broke out in heaven, many of the saints, they didn't go over to Satan, the Lucifer's side, but we doubted God. Instead of defending the name of God, instead of defending his goodness and his faithfulness, we just sat on the side, at the sidelines. You know, sometimes, folks, when you know somebody for a very, very long time and all of a sudden somebody started bad-mouthing that person and you never knew that person to be anything but good, but instead of defending that person, you sit there and you gossip back and forth. I wonder if it's true. I wonder, oh, my God, could that be true? And that's a doubt, folks. That's a doubt. Doubt entered our hearts. So the Lord revealed to me that doubt entered our hearts. And I just want you to know that before we were flesh beings, we were spirit beings. We were spirit beings. And the Lord revealed to my heart that, you know, that one third of angels that fell from heaven? Did you know that you and I are part of that one third? We are included in that one-third angels that fell from heaven. We are fallen angels in the flesh, whether you want to believe that or not. We are fallen angels in the flesh. And many of us decided that when the Lord wanted to come to further save us, to draw us back unto himself, and the scripture said because of unbelief, we were separated from him. And if we abide not still in unbelief, we will be grafted back in. We will be grafted back into him, into the Father. And I just want to just reveal a little thing to you today, that one day as I was coming home from work and I sat on the bus and I was just meditating on the Lord showed me a vision with our Savior hanging on the cross. And I didn't see his face or anything else. He just showed me the side where the soldier pierced his side. And as the Lord showed me the side of the Savior being pierced, right away the Lord caused me to know that's where the saints, the bride, the woman was grafted back into. We were, because of unbelief, we were separated from him. And if we go back to Genesis, you know, where Adam was placed in a deep sleep and the Lord opened up his side and took out one of his ribs, and from that rib he formed a woman. So woman was taken out of man. And it's symbolic. It's all symbolic where the bride or the woman were taken out of the first Adam. And that's symbolic of the church or the woman being, or the bride being separated from our Heavenly Father. So Adam is kind of like the first Adam, or symbolic to Christ who came. Adam came. Coming is very symbolic, where he came to bring all the sinners into the world, and Yahshua came that he may take the sinners out of this world, the second Adam. And so Yeshua, while he was placed, while he fell asleep, just like the Father put Adam in a deep sleep and opened up his side and took out the rib and formed the woman, Yeshua was in a deep sleep. His sleep was a dead sleep, but he woke the third day, and he was placed in a sleep, and his side was pierced, and that's where the water and the blood came out, and the water symbolized the washing of the saints, which is the Holy Spirit washing us, and the blood is the blood that was shed for my sins and your sins. And the opening of the side is where we are going to be grafted back in. We are going to become one again with the Father and the Son and the Spirit. And that's what it means. That's what the Father showed me. And so we are fallen angels, and some of us accepted the grace of God. And the grace of God is this 7,000 years we will be here. That's the grace of God. Grace is time lent to us. Time, the grace of God is time mingled with mercy. Time mingled with his mercy while we were yet sinners. Yeshua came and he died for our sins, and he gave us time to repent, time to turn away from our sins, time to get to know him. And each and every single one of us saints, every single one of us fallen angels being, our soul was placed into a flesh body in our own time and in our own generation. And each and every single one of us have a time set aside, a time allotted to us, that where we should come back and just seek his face. And the scripture tells us, and when we shall seek him and search for him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, we are going to find him. And so, folks, we are spirit beings, fallen angels in the flesh. When the war broke out in heaven, many of the angels went on Lucifer's side, and they did not, were not willing to accept the salvation of the Lord. They not, weren't willing to put on flesh body. So they stayed spirit being, and that's who we war against today, folks. That's why they hate us so much. That's why the fallen angels, that's why the demons, that's why the spirits, that's why they hate us so much. Because they knew us, they know who we are, that we are angels that decided to receive the salvation of the Lord, and we rejected Lucifer's rebellion and Lucifer's lies. And that's who we're fighting. We are fighting a spiritual fight. We are in a spiritual fight. We are in a war against the spiritual wickedness in high places. The scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's because we are not flesh and blood ourselves. We are only here in this temporal body, this dust body, where this body is going to go back to the earth, and we are going to be revealed for who we are, just like Yeshua is, just like God is. God is a spirit. And our Father said that we were created in his image, and we are just like him. God is not a flesh person. He's a spirit being. And so we are. We were created in his image and likeness. We are spirit beings. That's why Yeshua said that you must be born again of the spirit. We have to be born again. What does it mean to be born again? Pay much attention to the word again. We must be born again of the spirit. That's because we were once spirit being. So we have to be reborn as spirit being because we were put in this flesh body. And folks, I'm here to tell you that we need to just look at the bigger picture. Stop looking at the flesh. Stop looking at the person who've hurt you. Stop looking at the people who are doing evil, because there is a spirit behind that flesh body. There is a spirit behind that veil. The flesh of the human, the flesh of us, is just a veil that's covering who we really are on the inside. And the enemy is hiding behind the scenes. And the Bible tells us that the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are spiritual, to the bringing down of the strongholds. So we have to seek the Lord and pray that he may send forth his holy angels to help us fight against these spiritual beings. We cannot see them with the naked eyes. We cannot even see what they're doing, the weapons that they're forming against us. We can't even see it with our naked eyes, but it's we can see the effect of what it's doing to the human race. We can see what these weapons and what their plans and what their works are. The fruit of the enemy is a poison apple. It's poison fruit. Their weapons are supernatural weapons that we're fighting against. Diseases and that we can't see with the eyes, and spiritual wickedness in high places, and evil beyond anything that we've ever experienced in the whole world. Rape and beatings and killings and and all sort of wickedness that's happening, that's manifesting here in the physical, and all of the things that are manifesting in the spiritual, in the physical are things that are actually happening in the spiritual. We are in a spiritual battle for very survival. And the eyes of the people are blinded. The eyes of the people, even those that are that claim, you know, that they are going to church, people who are religious, their eyes are blinded by the fallen seraph. Their eyes are blinded by the fallen angels, by Lucifer and his entourage of angels, and we, the fallen angels, who have put on the flesh, who decided, yes, we are going to accept the salvation of the Lord. We are going to accept the grace that He gave to us. And that's why the Lord created this earth and these physical things for us to live by. Because it's only, and that's why the Bible tells us, appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. We were put in this body not to be doing the things we do. School and who can get the best job and the best degree and the work for the most money and who can be superstars and the best singers and this and that. Folks, we're missing the bigger picture. These are just distractions that the enemy used to blind our eyes to the truth of who we are and our purpose here upon this earth. And our purpose here on this earth is to love each other. It's the greatest commandment in the Word of God. We are to love each other. We first and most important commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And the second is like it. We are to love each other even as we love ourselves. But folks, the love of many have grown cold. And the Bible tells us that darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness shall cover the people. And this is what's happening today. The darkness is covering the earth and the gross darkness is covering the people, and the people's eyes are blinded. And the Bible tells us that many are going to seek out, they have itching ears and they're going to seek teachers. They themselves have been itching ears. And, you know, and they're going to be the blind leading the blind. And so many today are following the blind. I remember the Lord showed me one day, He showed me a whole sea of people. He took me up on a high, high place and He showed me a sea of people. And as I looked down from where I was and I saw the people, they were not in color. They were gray. They were all gray. And in my thoughts, I'm wondering, but why are they gray? And the Lord just know my thoughts. And He said, most of them are dead to me. He said, that's the church. That's the church. He said, but most of them are dead to me. I started crying and shaking my head back and forth to say, Lord, no, don't say that. And He said, many of them are dead to me. I said, Father, what can I do? He said, I have sent them you. They rejected you. I've sent them other teachers and prophets too, and they rejected them. He said, many of them are going to church thinking that they're doing me a favor. He said, but there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. They do not have the love of God in them. They do not seek the Lord, and they do not have the love of God in them. And many of them are being deceived and deluded by the enemy. But God is so, our Heavenly Father is so patient and so long-suffering that He is not willing that any one of us should perish, but that all should have eternal life. And folks, I just want you to know that God loves you so much, and it doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what you are doing right now, but it does matter what you do with the salvation that the Lord has given to you. It does matter what you do with the time, the grace that God has given to you. And I just want you to know that the door is closing on so many people right now, both those, because it's appointed unto man once to die. And when we died of this flesh, when this flesh died, that's one door closing. The door to this life, this dimension, is closing for you. And then another door will be opened up. And this door is a supernatural door. And there are two doors out there, folks. There are two doors in the dimension. The door, one of the door is that door that lead to life eternal. That door is narrow. That door lead to a narrow straight path, and that door is Yahshua. Jesus Christ said, "I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. Anyone that come before me." He said, but he that entereth in by the door of the sheep is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter open up. He said, I am the door of the sheep. Say my and my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So when we leave, say, verily I say unto you, he that cometh not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So when we leave, when this door to this dimension, to this fleshly dimension is closed, then the other door that we are going to walk into is Yahshua. Yahshua is the door. He said, I am the door. And he said, I am the way to the Father. I am the way. So he is the way that we go through the Father, and he is the doorway. He is the doorway, and he is that narrow street, that narrow road that few are going to find desirable and few are going to walk into it. But there is another door that is very deceptive, and that door is the door to hell. And it's a broad, and it leads to a very broad, broad path. The road to hell is broad and wide, and the scripture said, many there be shall find it. And folks, I just want to warn you today that do not go down that path. Seek the Lord, seek him for the truth in all things. Ask him to teach you how to love him. Ask him to teach you how to honor him. Ask him to teach you how to walk in righteousness before him. The scripture tells us that the thing that had been is that which is, and that which is that which shall be, and there is no new thing under the sun. And I'm telling you, the thing that was happening before in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, this is the same thing that's happening today. And the enemy is fighting against the saints. The enemy is fighting against those of us who have accepted the Lord, and they're using all sort of weapons and all sort of things against us, and they're trying to destroy us. But in the name of Yeshua, I break down every weapon, I break down every door, and I break down every high places that the enemy have set up to come against the children of the living God, because it is the heritage of the saints to break down and to pull down and to destroy the weapons of the enemy. Father, I ask in Yeshua's name that you give us power against the serpents and against scorpions and against principalities and against powers in high places. And in the name of Yeshua, I rebuke every weapon that form against me. I rebuke every weapon that form against the church and against the bride and against the children of the Most High God. And I pray for the schools, and I pray for the elementary, the middle school, the high schools, the colleges. I pray for the children, oh God, that are being deceived by the works of the wicked one, by all the technologies and by all the gadgets that the enemy have developed to take away the attention from people seeking God or spending time in the Word or spending time even fellowshipping with their family. Father, I pray, oh God, for destruction of the kings and kingdoms of this world. I pray for destruction of the weapons that the enemies have developed to destroy each other. And I pray these things in Yeshua's name, that you may come quickly, Lord, and finish the work that you have started. Finish the work that you have started within your bride, within your people. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for all that you have done. We thank you for all that you continue to do. Praise your holy, precious name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be honored, and you are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise your holy, precious name. Praise the name of the living God. May you be blessed, and may you continue to just seek the Lord. Seek him with all your heart, soul, and mind. I see a number here, and I'm going to, I don't even know how to, let me see here. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hey,
how
are
you
doing?
I'm good.
I'm doing great.
I just noticed your phone number. I didn't see it there before.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Who am
yes,
I speaking
praise
with?
The Lord. Yes, ma'am. My name is Yakishima.
Oh, I think you called me one time before. No?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm glad to hear your faith is still beautiful.
But we have to keep the faith in these last days, in these times ahead of us. I mean, we are in some perilous times, and we are in a time where the enemy is just raging, and he's setting his traps and his arrows and darts, and it's coming in from all different directions. And, you know, we have to remember that we are not resting against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against principalities and powers in high places. We are not flesh and blood. We are only living in this temporal body for a short
That's
period
right.
of time.
Yeah, we are spirit.
We
right.
are spirit.
Yes,
we are spirit.
See, we are spirits being attacked by spirits. But that's
yes,
why this thing is
are.
A spiritual fight, because we are spirits being attacked by spirits. And just to know that God has placed you before him, before he placed you into this earth, and just to know that before he sent you into this earth, he promised you that he was going to bring you back to him. But during your visit here, you see, I know that, you know, just like he said to me, I'm going to send you, matter of fact, I asked to go. I asked to be sent. Send me down there. And he said that you won't remember, but if you get down, you go down there. He said he told me that you're not gonna remember where you come from.
Well, it's
but
the
he said,
same thing
he said,
here. It's the same here. He said
and,
the
and
same
it was like,
to me.
It was like I cried. It was like I know I did. I cried as a spirit in front of the spirit who created this spirit. I cried and I said, I want to go. I gotta go. I want to go.
Mm-hmm. All of us that are here.
But send me with a light. But send me with a light that when I get there, I won't get lost in the darkness. Cause see, what they don't know is that what's down there is full of darkness. But if you send me with a light, I'll go in there and I'll become the light of the world. And then I'm going to tell you something, sister. When I got here, I grew up, did my thing, you know what I'm saying, flesh and blood, was raised by my mom and dad of them flesh and blood. You know, they thought, you know what I'm saying, that it was them who created me and gave me birth and that my whole life was to be subject around them. But little did they know that I came from the Father. And even
well,
they wondered, you know what I'm saying?
Many people
yeah,
do not know that. Even Christians,
mm-hmm.
they do not know that they came, that we are created in the likeness and image of our Father who is spirit. And we are just like him.
Yeah.
We're spirit beings.
Yes.
We're
yes,
spirit
but see what I'm But see, what I'm saying is not an illusion, because once the Father wake you back up to your proof that you did come in this world and he sent you into this world, but he sent you with the light because he knew that when you got here, you'd be caught up in the darkness and
mm-hmm.
without that light, you won't be able to see your way around. So he put the light in us, and now we're down here. You see, but this is not an illusion. God is waking us back to where we come from.
Oh, God. Glory
you see,
to God.
See, this
glory
is not, this is not our
name.
First time. A lot of people want to die so they can go to heaven, right? Because they think that it's really their first time. Well, if God created me, then it must have meant that he made me in heaven. He didn't come to the earth and make me from the earth.
He created me from heaven.
So this, it'll be my second time going back to heaven as if it's my
yes,
first time.
Yes, we're going back. That's why Yeshua said, you must be born again. We got to pay much attention
yes.
to the word again. You must be born again of the spirit. We were once
That's
spirit
right.
beings. And while we were sinners, when we sinned against him, when the war broke out in heaven, that's what was revealed to me. and the Lord send us here. We are part of that third, the one-third of the angels of heaven that fell. We are part of the one-third. We are those that receive the grace of God to come here in the flesh. And the ones that refuse.
And you want to know what, girl? You just said it too.
Yeah, the ones that receive the salvation of the Lord are the Lucifer and the ones that are still spirit beings. And that's why they hate us so much, because we did not take their side. We accepted the salvation of God to come here in the flesh.
That's right.
So that we can work out our salvation.
That's right.
Yahshua said, I put before you life and death, blessings and curse, choose life. And that's why Yahshua said in John, in the book of John, he said that, you know, the word said that Yahshua is he who light every single man that comes into the world. Every man that comes into the world. He said, and then he went on to say, I am the light of the world. And he said, you are the light of the world. You and I, when we receive him as Lord and Savior, that's why when the Father said to me, I told you that I was going to send you on a journey in the flesh.
That's right.
And he said, and I put the light inside of you. And when you get there, you're not going to remember your former estate.
That's right.
And, you know, and I was devastated when the Father revealed that to me. I was crying for days and days and days. I'm like, well, Lord, but why did you send me here? Why did you decide to separate me from you? Why? What have I done? What did I do to cause you this separation from you? And then that's when he revealed to me about the war that broke out in heaven, and many of us doubted. And it come back to the scripture where it say, because of unbelief, they were separated from him. And if they abide not still in unbelief, they will be grafted back in. And so that's where it comes in. When the Lord said, many of us doubted when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion among the angels of heaven, and many of us doubted. We sat on the sidelines, and instead of defending the name of the Lord and being on his side, we did not side with the enemy, but doubt entered into our heart, and doubt is unbelief. And because of unbelief, we could not stay in his holy presence. And that's why we had to come here.
Yes.
And many people do not know who they are. They do not know that they are fallen angels themselves, and that's why the war is on. That's why the enemy hates us. That's why we are wrestling against this spiritual wickedness in high places, because they hate the fact that we are going back up there to heaven, that we are going back to be with the Lord, and that we are not taking their side. And they don't want us to inherit their portions. The scripture said we're going to inherit the portions of the wicked. They don't want us to inherit their portion. They don't want us to inherit the kingdom of heaven, because they're lost. And they're going
That's
to do
right.
anything and everything to kill us, to destroy us, to deceive us. And we have to pray without ceasing for our children, for the schools, for the young people, for the unsaved, for their eyes to be opened up. Listen, we have the bride, the foolish virgins. They're just sitting there all foolish. And they know the word of God. The scripture said they have the lamp, but they don't have any oil. The lamp is the word of God. They can quote scriptures
right.
from here to over there. They can tell you everything the words say. They know the Bible from the front to the back, but they all they can do is quote scripture. They know what the words say.
That's right.
But they're not walking in the word, and they don't have the Holy Spirit, because they're not trusting in the word. They're not walking in the word. They're not believing the word. And because of that, the Holy Spirit haven't come in to bring wisdom to what the word says, so that they can walk in the word. So they have no light. Their light is not shining. And so they're
That's
the foolish
right.
virgins, and they're going to be locked out. Unfortunately, they are going to be left behind. And, you know, thank God
because
he's so patient
they don't,
and so long suffering.
That's right. And they
there's still chance for them, even when they're left out, they're shut out from the wedding feast. You know, God still have mercy on them, and they still have a second chance. You know,
yeah.
But it's sad that they're just walking around playing church. They just play in church. And the church is not a building that you go into. The church is the body of Christ sprinkled
That's
all
right.
over the world. one here, one there, one over there, and we are to come out from among them and be separated and just seek the Lord in our closet. And I remember just the other day the Lord said to me, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show yourself approved. We are living in the final days. And it's getting so hard. It's getting really, really, really hard because the enemy is just ramping up his weapons, and you can feel it from all different directions. They're making you tired. They're making you sleepy. They have all sort of weapon that they have developed, that the fallen angels have developed and given to their children. You know, we're living amongst the wheat and the tares.
That's right.
We're growing together as one. And because we are growing together with Satan's offspring, you know, the Bible tells us that the tares are the children of the wicked one. And we're living amongst the children of the wicked one, side by side, fighting against them, fighting with every single day. And that's one of the things that people don't realize, that we are not flesh and blood. We are not flesh and blood. We are just this spirit beings living in this temple, this clay temple. And I can't wait to go home.
Amen.
I just can't wait to go home.
Amen.
I'm so tired. I'm very, very, very tired. I can't wait to go home. Many days I just walk around and the tears are just coming down. I'm like, God, I'm tired. I want to come home. When the Lord showed me, me leaving heaven. He showed me of us leaving heaven. It was like a chariot, and I was sitting. It's in a vision. And I was sitting in the chariot. I was sitting, like, to the back, and there was a whole bunch of other souls just sitting there. And the Lord showed me that's the last generation of souls leaving heaven. And
that's
I was
right.
looking back. I was looking back to see what I was leaving behind, and I was coming here. And, you know, God is opening up. The is ripping open the veil right now. It's ripping open
That's
the veil,
right.
and you know, this flesh body is a veil of itself. That
That's right.
That we have eyes, but we can't even see half of the time. I mean, I pray every day that God would open my eyes to see into the spiritual realm, to for me to see what the enemy is doing. You know, for me to hear their words, for me to see. And then one time I was praying and praying and praying and praying, just really nonstop for the Lord to just show me what Satan and the fallen angels are doing behind the scenes. And I'm just curious. I'm just a curious child of God. And I just wanted to know. I'm like, Lord, I want to know what they're doing. I want to see what they're doing. Because, you know, but then by then, you know, I'll be able to better, able to fight against all that they're doing. And I remember the Lord said to me, if you only know what the enemy is doing, your heart will fail you. He didn't show me. He still haven't showed me. He said, if you only know what the enemy is doing, your heart
That's
will fail
right.
you. And because he knows whether or not we can stand certain things. Even though I desire to see, he still haven't opened my eyes for me to see certain things behind the scenes. But he have showed me certain things that are happening, that are manifesting or downloading from the spirit, because everything that we see happening in the physical is what's happening in the spiritual realm, and it manifests in the physical. That's what's
that's
going
right.
on, and we just need to pray every single day for each other, and
you're absolutely right too, because you remember the scriptures tell us, it says beware, for we entertain angels unaware. And,
yes.
And look at this portion though. It didn't say what kind of angels. It
nope,
didn't say
it
which
say
one.
What kind of angels? No. Nope.
You see what I'm saying? So what?
Nope.
Really, what it is saying is that beware, because we entertain angels unaware, not knowing whether they good or evil. And
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And you're absolutely right. And you know what? The Holy Spirit shared that with me the other day, that I had to share with someone that about the wheat and the tare, the wheat of God and the daughters of God. I'm talking about not no illusion or no or religion. I'm talking about the sons and daughters of eternal life, and the tare we know to be the children
of
death.
The children of the wicked one. Yeah,
that's right. The children of Satan. And he showed me. He said, "Son, this thing is about two seas. There are two seas in this earth.
Yes, there is.
There are two seas in this
is.
Earth. And he showed me what I was talking about. He showed me what he was talking about. He showed me, he said, son, he said, go back to the cross.